Manalakena. The chief is Manalakena of the Northeast Nations. A spiritual man and healer, Manalakena was initiated and grew into manhood and started a family all before the invaders' first boats ever touched the shores of Lutruwita, Tasmania. His home country of Northeast Lutruwita was in sight of these Tyarecha Bass Strait Islands. He was a figure of security and authority when everything else changed, and was one of the only chiefs to survive from before the invasion and right through the war. Tyarecha is the name of the islands, the land, not the strait, the sea. Manalakena made this agreement. Then he watched as his people were moved from island to island, Swan, Vansittart, then 12 months on the other side of the island of Flinders. Sickness and death followed at each stop. By the time he came to Wibelina, the reality had well and truly set in. Manalakena had been betrayed, and this is not what was promised. Here he cut off his long ochre-covered hair and beard, both symbols of his tribal status as an initiated man and as chief. He survived 30 years of war in Lutruwita, but only 3 years at Wibelina. Chief Manalakena died here in 1835, with his home country just out of sight. George Augustus Robinson wrote in his diary on the 6th of August, 1831, "I developed my plans to the chief and explained to him the benevolent views of the government towards himself and his people. I informed him in the presence of Kikatupala that I was commissioned by the governor to inform them that, if the natives would desist from their wanton outrages upon the whites, they would be allowed to remain in their respective districts. A good white man would dwell with them, who would take care of them. He would not allow any bad white man to shoot them, and he would go with them about the bush like myself, and they could hunt." He was much delighted.